polyclonal antibody binding to off-target proteins. If you've ever run a clean experiment on paper but ended up with messy, confusing results, you're not alone. One of the most common frustrations researchers face is unexpected bands or signals caused by polyclonal antibody binding to off-target proteins. It's especially tricky because polyclonal antibodies are widely used for their sensitivity, yet that same strength can quickly turn into a drawback. You might even be in a situation where you carefully chose your reagent, maybe even planning to buy polyclonal antibody options that promise broad detection, only to find your results harder to interpret than expected. Let's break down why this happens and what you can actually do about it. Why off-target binding happens? Polyclonal antibodies are a mixture of antibodies that recognize multiple epitopes on a single antigen. That's great for detecting low-abundance proteins or slightly denatured targets. In simple terms, your antibody is doing its job a little too well. It binds to proteins that look similar to its target, even if they aren't the same. This can cause extra bands in Western blots because the antibody binds to similar, non-target proteins, leading to unwanted background in immunofluorescence and unclear ELISA results. Here are some steps you should consider to reduce unwanted antibody signals. Start with better blocking, not stronger antibodies. You know what? Before you even think about swapping out your antibody, take a look at your blocking step first. A lot of people skip over this and go straight to blaming the antibody. But in many cases, off-target binding is a blocking problem, not an antibody problem. If you have been using BSA, try milk instead. Or flip it the other way around. It sounds almost too simple, but certain proteins just respond differently to different blockers, and you might be surprised by the results. Also, give yourself a bit more time on the blocking incubation, or nudge the concentration up slightly. These are tiny changes that cost you almost nothing but can make a real difference in how clean your results look. You are essentially telling the membrane to ignore everything except what you actually care about. If that instruction is not strong enough, your antibody just goes wherever it wants. Adjust your antibody dilution. It's tempting to use higher concentrations to get a stronger signal. But with polyclonal antibodies, this often makes off-target binding worse. If you're seeing multiple bands or a high background, try increasing your dilution. A small adjustment can make a big difference. You'll often find a point where the true signal remains strong, but the noise drops significantly. Improve your washing steps. Washing is where specificity is refined. If unbound or loosely bound antibodies are not removed properly, they continue to contribute to the background signal. Instead of making washes harsher, try making them more frequent. Also, if you add more wash steps with a gentle detergent like TBST, it can help you get clearer results. Consider affinity purification. Not all polyclonal antibodies are created equal. Crude serum contains a wide range of antibodies, including those responsible for off-target binding. If specificity is critical for your experiment, affinity-purified antibodies are worth considering. These are enriched for antibodies that bind specifically to your target antigen, reducing the chances of cross-reactivity. Validate with proper controls. When you are not sure if a band is real, that is exactly when controls save you. Run a negative control. Run a secondary-only control. If you have access to knockout samples, even better. These are not extra steps, they are the steps that tell you whether what you are seeing is actually your target protein or just background noise doing its thing. And if you are working with polyclonal antibodies, please do not skip this. Polyclonals are powerful, but they can be messy. And without controls, you can very easily talk yourself into believing a band that simply is not what you think it is. Final thought. Off-target binding with polyclonal antibodies is inconvenient, but it is not the end of the road. Most of the time, you do not need to overhaul everything. You simply need to go back and assess at the small technicalities. If you need dependable polyclonal antibodies to work with, make sure to vet your supplier. Good quality antibodies makes the whole process easier.